The Space Between Stories by Phil Smith.
The next little play, it's only over there. Listen. You can hear their cockles crowing. You can hear their dogs barking. And we grow old and die. Without ever going there.
Oceans, breakwater, mouthing of a river, water, lake, into swamp,
bog, woods, grounded plain,
forest, mold, earth, there we go.
Our ships in the harbor,
different herds. When the scythe is going into the weeds,
you
and
can count
the
all these tools
resin,
for cheating pines. Time. We've no use for any of them.
Open
like a
translating itself,
tree going
from bare branches,
living in
tree with all the
bugs and
the leaves,
and then
translating
into words with the
fallen leaves.
How can then have
them together?
Approaches something.
If the shaking gets to a certain point,
we don't understand. Human beings don't understand themselves.
Destructive, combusting, dark.
The truth was, I felt nothing.
This can't be right.
This is not your life.
I just don't care.
Why do I not feel?
I might run, attempt to get away from it.
Why did we not weep?
Deep, deep pain.
I could not go ahead. I didn't know how to get air.
The woundedness.
Crying
from the depths of myself.
Oceans we have within us.
At the same time, this desperate attempt to understand.
What are you doing?
The pushing and the trying.
This desperate attempt to be generous.
You can't fight anymore.
I have to stop.
Stopping, just breathing.
But the factories needed people.
Is this merely a personal thing, or is it,
stopping,
you know, about the
breathing.
World?
It just all never.
The big cities are not true. They betray the day, the night, animals and children. They lie with silence. They lie with noise. And with all that lets itself be used. None of the vast events that move around you happens there. In streets and alleys, your winds falter and churn. And in frenzied traffic, grow confused.
This isn't right, this is something.
Fuck everything.
Don't want to be part of this.
And now I was playing with time a lot lately.
Not to run away from it. Not to stray too far.
Every breath you take, it needs to come and go as tones come and go, as pictures come and go. It has to go away so to make place for the new.
We tend to go with the view that you switch the recorder on and you let it run.
And it starts with car, aeroplane, railway station, runway, lift, elevator, hotel lobby, bathroom, Xerox, copy machine, church, plastic, oceans,
bracket. I'm already feeling that I'm entering some new place.
Where we are now.
If we go there,
you see stars, you see the sun.
We will find huge understanding.
To walk on the earth, on the ground. You're always supported wherever you go.
If you're going there, you can hold other people's hands.
You can see your part in the world.
Separation. That's a story.
So why am I so sure that everything is the way it is and needs to be that way?
That's a signal for a different kind of story.
Little tiny shifts around me.
All so intricately tied to
every breath you take.
Everything around us.
There seems to be some kind of spontaneous.
Every living thing.
Something
is a relative of
new ours. New and incredible is kind of appearing, but is this merely a personal thing, or is it, you know, about the world? Yeah, just drop me an email. Take care. Cheers, bye.
I just got wet. Left my brother on the tube.
Though they had boats and carriages, they should have no occasion to ride in them. Though they had buff coats and sharp weapons, they should have no occasion to don or use them. I would make the people return to the use of knotted cords instead of the written characters. They should think their coarse food sweet, their plain clothes beautiful, their poor dwellings places of rest, and their common simple ways sources of enjoyment.
Home. What would it look like?
Perhaps it's the one thing you can know without.
We don't have to solve it all before.
I believe in my heart.
We say I do or something
yes.
like that.
Everything exists.
Yes.
And then.
Never having actually known it.
This means we're not imagining.
It's almost like
new stuff. We're just seeing.
I believe in my heart.
The first thing.
They come out of hibernation.
This is where you have to start.
And it starts with oceans. Oceans we have within us.
The Space Between Stories was created by Phil Smith. Phil is an artist working with words, music, sound, and radio. In this piece, Phil used moments from an improvisation with violinist Alison Blunt, recorded in his kitchen in Berlin. The voices you hear come from conversations with friends and interviews recorded with poets, musicians, and artists over the last few years. The Rufus and White Wren and the Symphony of Car Horns were recorded in Colombia. The piece includes an extract from Rilke's Book of Hours, Love Poems to God, a translation by Johanna Macy and Anita Barrows. Here's what Phil had to say about the making of this piece.
This piece is an expression of the search for meaning and home in a time of collapse and change. The words I sing are a free adaptation of various translations of chapter 80 of the Tao Te Ching. I love the lack of restlessness that the poem offers. The vision doesn't last. The song is swallowed by a rush of blaring cars and buses and hurtling trains. A voice reads a poem from Rilke's Book of Hours. Rilke was writing at the turn of the 20th century, and the traffic can only have got louder and more urgent since then. In 2016, I made a piece called A Very Different Time, which ends with the repeated line, "And we rebuild our cities, not dream of islands." With this piece, I thought about including the idea of unbuilding cities, and the cities here was to mean all kinds of things that we've constructed and that constrain us. The gridlock of our egos, our towering convictions, the sense of separateness from and superiority over nature. This piece is an exploration of the idea that healing the self and healing the planet might well be part of the same thing. It's a call to ask ourselves the big questions, to go there, to slow down, to grieve, to be still and breathe, to be islands sometimes, to commit to the pain and the joy and the mystery of life, to imagine how beautiful life could be in a time of ecological catastrophe. It's inspired by and offered in the spirit of Charles Eisenstein's work, who speaks of how humanity is moving from a story of separation to a new story, new for the dominant culture at least, a story of interbeing. We are in the place he calls the space between stories. The voices in my piece cycle through emotions and outlooks, despair, doubt, hope, numbness, joy, belief in beauty, silliness, the mundane, the ambiguous. At some point, the piece just kind of stops altogether. A phone is put down. A man arrives home, glad to have got out the rain. He puts the kettle on, sits down and clicks the remote. On the TV, the poem from the Tao Te Ching at a press conference. The kettle's whistle becomes violin. A song wants to come out. We are coming out of hibernation, perhaps. Waking up.
This piece is making its debut on Constellations, and we're so grateful to Phil for sharing it with us. Thanks, Phil. For more from Phil, you can visit constellationsaudio.com, where we have some thoughts from him and our first ever audio review. It's from a curator named Amita Kerplani. This week's fortnightly frequency is... from all of us in 2 weeks. Until then, stay starry-eared, friends.